Look who it is. Hey there, little bro. What's with that face? Are you that surprised to see me? You had to have known that I would pay you a visit eventually. With your work trip lasting so long and all. I would have come sooner, but the address you left seemed to be wrong. Quite wrong. Oh, you got faulty info. Planned on reaching out once things settled down with work, huh? I don't know. You sure had a lot of time for things to settle down. So long that I was beginning to think you had maybe tried to run away from me. You wouldn't dare do such a thing. Oh, I'm glad to hear that. 'Cause if you had been, I would be very disappointed. And you know how I can be when you disappoint me. Surely you don't want to see that side of me again, do you? No. That side of Big Sis can be scary, cruel, insatiable. But, like you said, you weren't trying to get away from Big Sis, right? Of course not. I mean, you even left your balcony door unlocked for me. That would have been a dumb thing to do if you didn't want me around. Yeah, I know the apartment's on the 6th floor. But do you really think that would be able to stop me? These wings aren't just for show, you know. And you certainly don't think I'd be unable to find you, right? Honestly, the idea is laughable. I'm a succubus. I'm far superior to a puny little human like you. My senses are a million times stronger than your own. I'm stronger, faster, smarter. I have powers you can only dream of. I can feel your emotions, glimpse inside your mind, practically read your thoughts even. Are you finally getting it, little bro? Oh yes, I know the truth of your work trip. I knew from the start. Don't try and deny it. I mean, seriously, you really thought I couldn't find you? After all we've been through. After everything I've done to you. Taken from you. At this point, I have every little detail about you ingrained into me. More importantly, your soul, your life energy, your very essence that makes up who you are. It's a part of me. I've been feeding from it for so long now that I can feel its pull from anywhere in the world. I'll always be able to find you and come for you every single time. I'm sorry, but you can't get away from me, little bro. You will always be mine. Forever. So tell me, what possessed you to even try? And don't lie. I can obviously tell. What? You don't think I'm actually your big sister? You think I'm a monster pretending to be? Oh, honey, of course I am. What would even make you think that? You have vague memories of the past. With friends and your parents, but nothing with me? Oh, how did I not catch that? Well, that's far from conclusive evidence. You may not remember it, but I've always been there with you. Nothing will change that fact. Shh, no, I want you to listen to me. Listen, just look at me, little bro.
Hey, I said,
look at me. I want you to look into my eyes. Deep into my ruby red eyes. Yes, just like that. Get lost in their captivating glow and sink deep down into them. Now listen closely. I'm your sweet, lovable big sister. I've always been with you, and I always will be. That's all you need or even care to know. So, just let go of those silly doubts and let them drift away. Good. Now that I'm here, there's no point in dwelling on such useless thoughts anyway. Instead, let's focus on the matter at hand. You know what I'm here for tonight, right? You should know, with me being in my succubus form. You don't want to. I'm sorry, but do you really think you have a say at this point? You know what I need. I have to feed. You owe me after this whole ordeal. They've given you more than enough time. I could have been here a week ago, but I've been oh so benevolent and given you some more you time. Hell, I could have stopped your plans when you first thought of them and kept you from leaving at all. Instead, I decided to test you, see whether or not you'd be a good little brother that would see the error of his ways and drop the idea of running from me. A test you failed miserably. And yet, you're still protesting. Did I perhaps make a mistake in taking the nice approach tonight? Oh, I didn't. Are you sure? That's what I thought. You know what to do, then. That's right. Take those clothes off for me. Mm-hmm. Yes, everything off. Splendid. I love when you're a good boy for me. Doing as you're told. I love taking in your bare body. Oh, I've missed it. Especially that delightful cock of yours. Just sitting there, teasing me. It's already started to stand at attention after seeing my own alluring body. My voluptuous tits. My perfectly plump ass. My entrancing eyes, framed by my devilish horns. And my tail teasing your balls may have something to do with it as well. My mouth is salivating for your cock. It's been so long since I last sucked on it. Since I last tasted you. Oh yes, we have a lot of lost time to make up for, little bro. No more waiting. Get on your bed. I want you to lay down right in the middle. Good boy. Now let me just crawl up to your little buddy here. Give it some loving kisses. Yes, such cute twitches with each kiss. Enjoy my soft lips teasing your cock. I bet you'd rather they were wrapped around it, though. Lucky for you, my mouth is ready to devour it. Already leaking pre-cum. Now that is a treat. And of course you still taste the best. I can tell you love being inside my mouth again. No mind reading necessary. You can't hide those little moans from me. How could you possibly have tried to run away from this? Well, I've got you now. Oh, how cute. Oh, you're twitching so much right now. It seems like you really did miss me. Do you still want your bad succubus big sis to leave? Oh, come on. Don't be like that. I didn't choose to be a succubus. I can't help that I need men's cum and life energy to survive. Whether yours happens to be my favorite. Besides, am I hurting you? The way you're reacting to my mouth tells me no. In fact, I'd say you quite like everything about what's happening to you right now. No, you love it. You love how Big Sis is dominating you, admit it. You love how I've taken over. And how I'm taking what I want from you. You love knowing how scary and dangerous it is to have a succubus like me have my way with you. I'm gonna make you come and suck a piece of your soul with it. But at the same time, you know you're safe because I'm your big sister, right? I mean, can you imagine if I wasn't? If it wasn't your big sister, you would really see the kind of ravenous monster I can be. The kind that takes everything from their victims. But you don't need to worry about that, right? You don't need to worry about your succubus big sis sucking all your delicious life energy with your orgasms, right? Of course not. Speaking of, looks like you're finally ready to feed me. I've been craving that sweet cum of yours for far too long. And don't you dare try to hold back. Be a good boy for me. Give me all you can. And let that soul-infused cum in your big sis's succubus mouth. And you were such a good boy for me, letting out so much common energy for me to gobble up. So much more than usual, too. I guess it's been so long since the last time I fed from you. Since you ran away and all. Shh, don't worry. I've already forgiven you. I've got you now anyways, and I'm never letting you go again as long as you live. Alright, my dear, sweet little brother, it's time to give me more. I know, that was already really draining, but I need more. A lot more. Than I usually take from you, actually. I've normally only ever fed from you between my real meals as a snack to tide me over. But this time I really need to feed from you. That means I'm going to have you feed me somewhere I've never let you before. Yeah, I'm gonna take you inside my hungry succubus pussy. You're finally going to experience the greatest pleasure I can provide, reserved for good boys like you. Here. No more pesky clothes getting in the way, giving you a nice view. Yeah, take a nice look at Big Sis's beautiful succubus pussy. Isn't it gorgeous? Mesmerizing, even. Like it's calling to you, begging you to fill it up. And look how wet I am already. Just the idea of finally putting your cock inside me. Fuck, I can't wait any longer. And it looks like you're done waiting too. You're already twitching and throbbing in anticipation. Let me just straddle you. Line myself up with the tip of your dick and then slowly take you in. Yes. I finally got you nice and snug in my pussy. Crazy how good it feels already, isn't it? That's just a taste of what's to come, dear. Now I'll take those wrists of yours and there, nice and pinned down beneath me. You look so adorable like this. Oh, I'm gonna have so much fun with you, little bro. Now relax and watch as I start moving. Yeah. Watch as I ride you. As you lay there, helpless, unable to do anything, as I take what I want from you. That's right. I'm taking what I want from you, whether you like it or not. You can't stop me. It's so hot, isn't it? Don't lie. You know you love it as much as I do. Your cock and emotions betray you. You love being stuck underneath me. My hips rocking as I grind up and down on your sensitive cock. Slowly but surely drawing out your next orgasm. Yeah, I can feel it. Ooh, you're already getting lost in pleasure. Oh, it's nothing like you've ever felt before. Well, that's a given. Nothing compares to a succubus pussy. And mine is so very, very desperate to milk your cock for every last drop. And you only have yourself to blame. It's been so long since I last got to taste you before tonight. And I haven't fed it all this last week. Oh, I've become so ravenous that I couldn't hold back this time. Oh, you see, little bro, there's a reason I've never taken you inside me before. When I feed from good boys like you with my pussy, it's because I'm starving. Oh, once they come inside me, my pussy doesn't let them go. Oh, it just feels so good. So warm, wet, and tight that they can't help but come over and over and over again. I don't stop milking them until they either fill me up and sate my hunger, which almost never happens, or I drain every last bit out of them. Everything. The only other way for them to stop is for me to pull them out myself. But it's so, so hard to stop once they started feeding me their energy. The taste and feel of them uncontrollably pouring out their life energy as they come is just so splendid that I lose control of myself. That's why with you, you've only ever used my mouth or my hands or my tits, thighs, tail, you get the gist. Why I've only ever had you come on my skin or in my mouth, never my pussy. I knew that if I ever had you inside me, bringing you closer and closer to that first orgasm in my pussy, that I may never be able to stop myself after you game. Not after tasting energy as exquisite as yours. But I'm in a different mood after this last month. You will come inside me tonight. It's been so long since I fed, and I already told you I'm starving. Shh, hey, don't worry. I know what I just said, but I promise I'll pull you out before I drain you dry. No matter how hard it is for me, no matter how delicious your energy is, no matter how much I want to just stare into my good boy's eyes as I drain him of all that precious cum. You can trust your big sis. I promise. Yeah. I can taste your pee cum practically flowing out of your cock. Such a delicious appetizer. But now it's time for the main dish. I can feel your orgasm begging to release inside me. Yeah, little bro, it's time for you to be my good boy. Feed me your cum deep inside my pussy. Oh, don't try to fight it. You can't stop it. No one can. Just give in. Just focus on the pleasure. My cunt tightening around you as I fuck you harder. Or my hands intertwined with yours, pinning you down. Or my piercing eyes as I stare deep into your own. Oh, good boy. Feel the pressure build as it threatens to explode. explode from your cock, from your very being. Yes, yes, now come. Oh, come, little brother, be a good boy and come deep inside my hungry succubus cunt. Yes, oh, fuck, yes. Oh, you're letting down so much for me. Oh, good boy, it's so delicious. Oh, yes, keep coming. Mm, there you go. Oh, give me those last few squirts. Oh, yes. Oh, it's more exquisite than I thought. Oh, so much better than when I drank it down my throat. Mmm, I've never tasted such flavor. I felt such ecstasy from each spurt. Mmm, yes, that's a good boy. Giving me quite the generous first serving. But we're far from done. I need much, much more. I can feel you still trying to resist, but don't bother. You only delay the inevitable. I told you, I'm gonna make you come again and again and again. So you should just embrace the pleasure as you begin to lose control. Can't you feel it? Your next orgasm is already building up. That's right. You're gonna feed Big Sis again soon, and I so desperately need it. Don't you want to give it to me? Oh, I promise it's gonna feel even better than the last. Unless you'd rather I just take it. You can certainly do that too. Oh yeah, you're almost there. My pussy tightening around you, ready to milk it all out. Oh, yes, there, just give it to me, come. Oh, yes, good boy, giving up even more of that delicious gum. Yes. Oh, keep feeding Big Sis as I milk you dry. Oh, be a good boy, give me all you have. Let me drain all of it. Oh, yeah. What's that? I'm saying I'm gonna drain all of it. Oh, don't worry about that. I'm just getting caught up in the moment. It's my usual dirty talk. The kind I use during my regular meals when I have good boys or less cooperative men stuck beneath me, spurting their energy directly into my cunt. Just like you are. Hey, I told you already. I promise I'll pull you out before I suck you dry. I'd never break a promise to my little bro. And I'm your big sister, right? Oh, you're getting tired already. Your eyelids are starting to flutter a bit. That's understandable. You fed me quite a bit of your energy so far. But it'd be a shame if you passed out on me now. You'd miss out on me draining so much more delicious cum from you. Here, I'll be a bit rougher with you. That'll surely help keep you awake, right? How's that? Oh, that perk you up enough? Let me just wrap my tail around you as well. Around your neck. There, that's more like it. You're certainly awake now. Do you like that? Your gasps and rock hard cock seem like a yes to me. Of course you love it. I can make you feel a level of bliss no human woman ever could. And obviously your cock agrees. You can feel it. Oh, you're come begging to burst out yet again. Teeter on the edge as I pound myself down onto your cock. my tail tightening its grip, my tits bouncing in your face. Yes, oh, go over the edge, do it, give me that cum, give it to me, right fucking now. Yes, oh, it's erupting even more. Oh, yes, oh, you're spurting uncontrollably inside me as I fuck your brains out. Keep coming. Show me how much you love me fucking you into the bed like this. Oh my, your hips are bucking into me as you spasm. It's so cute. So desperate to feed your succubus, big sis. Yeah, so fucking delicious. Oh. Your orgasm is finally finishing, but you can feel the next one building up, can't you? Oh, no, 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 little bro, I'm not stopping yet. I already told you, I want it all. I've waited so damn long for this. I'm gonna drain you until you fill me up. I'm going to fuck you till you pass out if I have to. And after that, I'll keep going. You're going to give me everything. My promise. You don't need to worry about whether or not I keep my promise. It's out of your hands now. All you need to do is focus on how good I'm making you feel. How my cunt is gripping your cock and milking it with otherworldly pleasure. Drawing out that next orgasm from deep inside you. Can you feel it? An astoundingly large wave of energy building up, slowly moving from the rest of your body towards your shaft. Oh yes, that's it, my good boy. This time you won't stop coming. It'll feel like the floodgates to your soul have been thrown open. Like my pussy is sucking out all of your cum and energy, using your cock as the straw. You're gonna give it all to me. Doesn't that sound lovely? Shh, don't worry. Your succubus big sister will take good care of you, I promise. All you have to do is let go of that last bit of resistance. Just let it happen. Look into my eyes and listen, my good boy. Come. Oh, come for me, little brother. Give it all to me. Come. Come now. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Your cum is brightly flooding into me. Oh, you're filling my womb with cum. Oh, your cock is shooting it out nonstop. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't hold back, bro. Oh, I'm gonna drain every last drop. I'm gonna take it all. Yes, just let the pleasure sweep you away. Oh, she pour all of your cum into my pussy as I suck your life out with my cunt. Oh, shooting rope after rope after rope of cum. Each drop is delicious as the last. Oh, I'm almost full. Oh god, yes. Oh, it feels so good. Yes, so close. So close. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, fill me. Oh, oh, oh. Such delicious energy. Oh, fuck. Oh, I really almost lost control there, didn't I? I drained a lot more than I planned to. Oh, looks like you passed out after all. Let's see. Yeah, you're fine. Just short of drained dry. Should probably pull you out before you come even more. There. Well, I kept my promise, didn't I? It's crazy how much life energy he managed to build up after running away. I guess all those years of draining have been good conditioning for him. I probably should have let him know he had more than enough to fill me up. But he deserved a little scare as punishment. Plus I do enjoy that mixed expression of pleasure and fear on their face as their emotions war with each other. Especially when the pleasure ultimately wins out. And based on his emotions at the end there, we both seem to enjoy it. Good to know. I may have to wipe your memories and relive this sometime. Well, I'll have a long chat when he wakes up. Till then, sweet dreams, little bro. My good, good boy.